WXCV-KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Tritton, and we've got another good show on hand for you for the next hour here at Pizza Ranch as we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State fall sports. And Matt, another busy weekend this past weekend for all the different sports on campus.
Yeah, and you start off with Northwest Missouri State football going on the road, just the second game of the season, which is kind of crazy to think that, you know, we're past the first half of September and just getting into the second game. But a rivalry matchup, I think one that before the season we expected to be a pretty close game, a really tough game there. But, I mean, Northwest came out and just blew the doors off Central Missouri, who's had their struggles this year, but the Bearcats really did not give them any opportunities to breathe early in that football game. The first drive drove right down the field, then got the ball back. Defense played well throughout, too, and so a big win there for Northwest Missouri State. Now finally the chance to see them coming home this weekend for family weekend. Volleyball went 1-1 over the weekend, but despite losing that first home match of the season at Hughes Fieldhouse against UCM, bounced back strong against Missouri Western, took that in four sets. Tennis at the Drake Invitational performed well. Northwest Cross Country going up to the Woody Greenough Invitational. A lot of Division One runners up there, both the men's and the women's sides, performed very well, and of course Northwest soccer too, going in, splitting this weekend, losing at Warrensburg but coming home, beating Missouri Western, who's ranked 13th in the country. Tegan Blackburn with a goal with about 9 seconds left in that match to win it, so that's huge for that program moving forward too. So really a good weekend overall for Northwest Missouri State. Now you head into family weekend and getting some teams back on campus and a chance for a lot of fans to come out and see the Bearcats in action.
Yeah, I think as far as Bearcat football fans go, they've been waiting a long time for this, a lot longer than what they anticipated due to the Lincoln game again being canceled due to COVID-19 protocols on Lincoln. So I thought wiped out the home opener. But finally getting a chance to play at home in what will definitely be a packed house. It always is, regardless, just because of family weekend always brings in a huge crowd. But I imagine even more so and more excitement just for the fact it's been about a couple of years since they've had a chance to watch Bearcat football at Bearcat Stadium.
Good things come to those who wait, right? And so this will be a good one for Northwest Missouri State fans to be able to come in and watch this football game. UCO has been kind of a weird up-and-down team. They're 1-2. They handed Missouri Western their only loss of the season. Went to Emporian, had a tough loss, and then they were at home against Missouri Southern and laid an egg in that one. Southern with a late score in that one to pull it out 14-10. So UCO is kind of a weird up-and-down team, but I think for Northwest fans just coming in and bringing energy for this football team coming in, they're excited to be back home. We were joking with Alec Tatum, who's our guest coming up in the next segment, about how hot it was in Warrensburg on that turf last week. I think it was a high of 90 degrees. It'll be much different this weekend coming in at home for Bearcat Stadium. So everything should be perfect and hopefully a great football game too.
And as far as volleyball goes, a chance the last weekend to play at Hughes Fieldhouse. Obviously, Hughes Fieldhouse wasn't purposed for that to begin with, but due to the renovations taking place at Bearcat Arena, they had to move to Hughes Fieldhouse. And I think it really turned into a nice venue. I think a lot of people enjoyed that.
Yeah, over 700 folks coming out to watch that match against UCM. They had the sport court there down on the track in the Hughes Fieldhouse. And so kind of cool to see the atmosphere, a really good UCM team coming in, just a different atmosphere overall for Northwest Missouri State, just trying to get used to the new surroundings and everything. And so a tough match. UCM takes that one in three sets. They go to Missouri Western a couple days later, drop the first set, and then reel off three straight wins to be able to take that one. So I think that's one that the team can build off of going on the road and taking that one. But you know what? You got your first one at Hughes Fieldhouse out of the way. You got used to the elements just a little bit, what that's going to be like with the atmosphere. So now a chance to come in against a Missouri Southern team that's had their struggles, but a Pitt State team on Saturday that's kind of on the up and up. So two matches that the Bearcats come away 2-0 will be feeling really good and a chance to kind of keep that momentum rolling.
Well, it's a fun time of year when all the fall sports get rolling, and it's not also nice to see just the success all these different programs have been having so far.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Northwest Missouri State fans, it's easy to take for granted at times when you look at certain programs with success and the wins and championships that come with it. But overall, I mean, feels like every fall sport that you look at, there are big strides happening across the board. I think you can't say enough about soccer and what they did by beating Missouri Western over the weekend. I mean, cross country went up there, and Caroline Cunningham, who will be on the show with us here in just a little bit, she finished 13th at the Woody Greenough Invitational up at Lincoln. That was 13th overall, with over 100 runners from junior college to Division II to Division I. I mean, there were a lot of athletes there, and she was one of the best overall. So it just goes to show that every sport is finding that success and just kind of feels like winning breeds winning.
And as far as cross country and track and field goes, a little bit of an announcement yesterday, a familiar face coming back to the track and field and cross country program.
Yeah, Brandon Masters bringing Whit Cunningham on as an assistant coach for cross country and track and field. He was a great distance runner for Northwest, qualified for the national meet a few times in cross country. He was an all-MIAA runner in track and field too, so some good experience there coming again, a guy that knows the program and knows what it means to be a Bearcat. So that's something that's only going to make this program stronger.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll talk some football with wide receiver Alec Tatum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch during this noon time. As we turn our attention to football, Alec Tatum, wide receiver for the Bearcats, a 5'9", 160-pound senior out of Huntsville, Texas, coming in. But Alec, as we were talking before coming on here, kind of make me feel a little bit on the old side here. I remember back in the day, you're about the knee height to me. You got walking around on campus there, of course, the son of Bart Tatum, former offensive coordinator at Northwest. And I think everyone was really happy to see when he decided to come and play football and come back to Maryville.
Yes, sir. It was an easy decision to come back and play here.
And just tell us a little bit about what went into that decision. Again, it was an easy decision. You've got family in the Maryville area as well. So what went into the factors when you kind of weighing everything to come back to Northwest Missouri State?
Well, coming out of high school, I really only had two offers. I had a walk-on offer to go to Sam Houston, where my dad was coaching at the time, and then an offer to play here. And just talked about it with my family, thought about it, and I knew what Northwest football was about and all that stuff, so I just thought it'd be a good place for me to go.
I know you're very young at one time being in Maryville. What were some of the memories you have, or do you have many memories from that particular
time?
Yeah,
I remember flag football. I remember playing baseball. I remember hanging out with friends, going to Northwest games. A lot of good memories here. I remember riding bike on campus with my cousins. My aunt and uncle live here. Grandparents live here. Just a lot of cool memories.
Now, your brother is a part of the program, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Miles Tatum, wide receiver, yes, sir.
Well, let's just talk about the career at Northwest. You're coming in, and you've been able to come in as a wide receiver and really contribute in a number of different ways, in particular as a wide receiver, coming up with some big catches in your career, but also as a punt return.
Yeah, definitely.
And always I'm amazed about punt returners. I think it takes a special breed there to be waiting there for that ball to come down when you got about 11 guys or 10 or 11 guys coming down and just wanting to tear into you, coming full force at you. What's the mentality it takes to be a successful punt returner?
Just got to be confident in your ability to catch the ball. It can get a little frightening sometimes if it's a high punt. You know, you don't want to drop it because the other team can get the ball real easy that way. A lot of guys coming to hit you at full speed, so just can't be scared of that, and just got to be confident in your ability to catch it.
And you've done a great job with that. Also, as a wide receiver, a little bit of a change in quarterbacks this past week with, of course, Braden Wright going out with that medical situation. But a guy coming in that you're familiar with, too, Mike Owensy, really took over the reins and did a nice job on Saturday for you guys.
Yeah, Mike did a great job. He was prepared, knew his stuff, and, you know, he's a confident guy, so he did well. I don't think the situation's is ever going to be too big for him, so real good job from Mike there.
Yeah, I think that's one thing when you look at a lot of different positions at Northwest. There's some quality people, whether you're starting or backing up, that can step in and really do a fantastic job.
Yeah, that's we try to build depth, you know, throughout the summer, and that's the kind of our slogan since I've been here is always next man up. So if someone goes down, you know, the backup's got to be ready to go at a high level.
What when you look at what the team had to go through here in the past a year and a half to 2 years with COVID-19 and last year kind of a hurry up and wait situation where it looked like you might have a couple games and kind of get the rug taken out of you at that particular point, how difficult was it to go through that training not knowing whether you're going to have a game or not last season?
It was a little tough, you know. It was kind of a bummer just not knowing, you know, for sure if you're going to have a game or not, and knowing for sure you're not going to have like a regular season kind of sucks. But just I enjoyed it, you know, practicing with the team, getting a whole extra year to kind of learn the new offense and things like that. So we kind of took it as a positive more than a negative, and I think we got a lot better from it, and I've grown closer with a lot more guys over this past year or so. It was kind of good in a way.
Yeah, I guess you're going through something that was really new territory for everyone involved, where a chance to I say, kind of bond over this whole situation a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Just over the last year, I've grown, you know, as a person and as a football player. Just it feels like I can appreciate everything a little better, you know. Just hanging out with people, talking to guys, talking to younger guys, you know, eating lunch with people in the union or whatever it is. It's just really appreciating the time I have left.
Talked about adapting to a new offense. Offensive coordinator Todd Sturdy has come into the program right about the time COVID actually hit. I think when he was able to come in and get things rolling with that. But what are some of the things that you see out of this offense that you really like right now?
Just we have a lot of playmakers, you know, a lot of guys that can make explosive plays, and a lot of guys that are starting to really know their role and, you know, understand the assignment. Just seems like everyone's on the same page, you know, things are starting to click. O-line's doing a great job. The quarterbacks are coached really well. They know, you know, how to check out a certain things if there's a certain blitz or coverage. They're just smart, and then we got playmakers at running back and receiver that'll, you know, make things happen.
I guess the fun thing about having the type of playmakers you're talking about is it really makes it hard for defenses to try to key in on one aspect of things. You look at that first game of the year at Fort Hays State, it really seemed like the running game was there, so you just kind of go with what the hot hand was, and the running backs had big games there. And then this past Saturday, able to kind of spread it around a little bit more balanced attack against Central Missouri of what they were giving you defensively.
Yeah, definitely. And Coach Sturdy, he'll say, like, you know, if we're running the ball and we're gaining 5-plus a run, we'll just keep running it, you know, until they can stop it. So it's just real night. We can do what we want as long as everyone's doing their job and executing well.
Against Central Missouri, what were some of the things that you felt the offense was able to do to take advantage of what the defense was giving you there Saturday?
We were just able to – we ran the ball well, obviously, and then threw the ball well. You know, they played like a cover four type of defense, and we found the holes in their defense and had a good game plan for what we knew they were going to come out in and executed well.
Hey, you talked about the offensive line. I thought one of the things they were able to do, they gave Mike a lot of time when he dropped back for passes to kind of survey the situation and find who was open, and that was very nice, I thought, where he wasn't rushed back there.
Right, yeah, he had time, and he's very, you know, poised back there as well. But, yeah, they did a great job with any blitz situations, picking things up like that, and, you know, had guys open, and he got the ball in there.
I know, too, as you look at the rest of the season, what are some of the goals that you have personally then as far as the team's goals too that you'd like to see out of your position?
Personally, you know, I just want to do my best, you know, every play and know my assignment and do it to the best of my ability. No drops, you know, I don't want any drop balls. Like to score a couple times, you know, if I can. And as a team, I mean, the goal is to just every week go 1-0, win each game, and get to the national championship is the ultimate goal.
This week, Central Oklahoma next up as part of that goals. What are you seeing out of Central Oklahoma right now that you're looking to try to take advantage of?
Well, they're a good team. They got a lot of athletes, and they play a lot of man defensively. So we're going to have to figure out how to, you know, get off man coverage and take advantage of what they give us in that aspect.
From the classroom standpoint, academics has always been important to you, an MIAA academic honor roll member. Just tell us a little bit about what your goals are after college and what your major's been and what you hope to do here in the next couple years.
Yeah, my major was corporate rec. I graduated last year with that degree, and then, now I'm working towards a master's in sports management. My goals for after football, I'm not totally sure exactly what I want to do, whether it's try to get into coaching or just, you know, kind of expand upon that and see what else is out there. But we'll see. I'll figure something out.
Well, you got a little bit of coaching in your blood. We know that much anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, Alec, it's been great to have you with us on the show here, and we'll look forward to watching this upcoming Saturday against Central Oklahoma.
All right. I appreciate it.
Again, Alec Tatum with us, wide receiver for the Northwest Missouri State football team. We'll be back and have more for you on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
From Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, we are talking Northwest Missouri State cross country with head coach Brandon Masters, also being joined by Caroline Cunningham of the team. And not a bad showing over the weekend. The Woody Greeno Invitational up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Northwest Missouri State there, along with schools really of all sizes, Division I, JUCOs, and kind of everything in between there. Coach Masters, starting off for you, how pleased are you with those results, looking at the women going in and winning their division, and then the men's side taking second right there? I mean, that was a pretty good performance.
Yeah, it's a great performance. We're really excited about some of the personal bests that were set. But, you know, that course is not an easy course. It very much mimics what we'll see at Kearney for the MIAAs. But first off, the women having go up there and run against some great teams and pull off not only the victory in the division, but, you know, the nice thing about the Woody Greeno is we get a run with all the, you know, D1s and everybody, you know. And so now the ladies actually finished third overall, and that's a really cool thing. Only Iowa and Nebraska beat our ladies team this weekend. And, you know, that's the fun part is we're beating Wichita State, Northern Colorado, South Dakota, Creighton. So when you have that kind of performance, you know, through our top five, gosh, I think everybody had a personal best, if not right at it. Caroline, in particular, had a 52nd personal best, first time under 18 ever on the track or cross, and she ran 17:53, which, you know, 17:53, what does that mean? It's about 5:45 mile pace and for 3.1, and pretty awesome performance. And the guys, you know, guys almost pulled off the victory as well. Guys also finished third overall as a team, and only losing to Wichita State and actually JUCO, Iowa Central, who's always loaded on the cross side. So big win there over Air Force, I think, is the big one that take away. They're actually ranked sixth in their region. You know, we beat Iowa, Nebraska, Creighton. Really, really great performance overall, and it just shows you how good this team actually is.
Not too shabby when you kind of hear some of those names and where Northwest Missouri State is at among them. Caroline, what's the mentality going in? You're a seasoned runner. You've put up good performances, whether it's track and field, cross country, whatever. Going into that, looking around, seeing the other names across the jerseys, is that something that intimidates you, or have you been around long enough that you're kind of like, it doesn't really matter at this point?
For me, it's not very intimidating anymore, especially keeping in mind we're really early in our season, so this meet was more of a stepping stone than anything else. However, the ladies' team is really young, so we did have a few girls that were a little nervous, a little anxious, but, you know, we were able to keep those in check by reminding everyone to just go out and compete with heart and do what you can. I think the nerves really drove us to do well while also not hindering us in any way.
Yourself, Amber, Kaylee Harp, all finishing top 25 for Northwest Missouri State overall individually. You had the Bearcat Open a couple weeks ago, a very different meet, but for some of the younger runners, was that nice to be able to at least get a feel for what it's like until being thrown into this with a whole lot more runners in different schools? But does that shake off a little bit of rust and kind of give them a feel for what they need to do to perform well?
Yeah, definitely. Bearcat Open is really an opportunity to remember how it feels to race. So kind of throws your body into the shock of it hurts, but being able to push through that. And so this next meet, I mean, our times show lots of, I mean, we had eight girls race and all set college PRs, and I think six of us set lifetime PRs. And so it definitely shows that we got the feeling of racing again, and it only goes up from here.
17:53 in the second meet of the season. Do you step up and you kind of feel like this is going to be a pretty good day? Or is it the first mile goes by and you're like, okay, maybe I can keep going and really maybe PR or just do really well in this individually?
Yeah, 17:53 is a huge PR for me. First time sub-18, which is a real confidence booster for the rest of the season. Kind of took some time to readjust some goals. I didn't expect to run that fast this early in the season. But racing that long of a distance, it definitely is kind of mile by mile, checking in with yourself. Okay, can you push through? Can you push through? Can you push through? And when you get to that 3K mark, which is just under 2 miles, you readjust with the mindset of you're finishing, you got to push through it. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck. Just go for it. So that was definitely kind of my race strategy this last Saturday.
Coach, did you go into that and talk with the team before heading up to Lincoln and say, all right, we did well here at the Bearcat Open. Three teams. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different. Just kind of prepare. Caroline knows what's coming, but maybe some other runners, too, for this is a bit of a different beast with just the number of people around you going through it.
Yeah, we had a team meeting to discuss kind of where we were and kind of really prepare our mind for the weekend. One, we're working hard. There'll be some sore bodies going into the meet, likely. I mean, we're in a big, big area of training, and we can't be great now. We have a lot of season left to run faster, and so the mindset going in, especially with some of these younger runners, is it's okay to try something different and fail, right? And so I think a lot of the girls have that mindset of there's no pressure, and I can just go out and run, and you know, they may have tried something different, but they didn't fail. And that's the beautiful thing, is we didn't find that line yet. And I think that's the testament to the training, testament to the summer miles and miles and miles they ran by themselves in most cases. And to see them achieve so much so early is very exciting, because we know the training. It's not easy right now. And we have another big block of training that we're going to put in before the next meet, and we'll get a whole nother level, ideally. So,
well, and you are working toward the MIAA championships. As much as you want to perform well and win this, it's getting toward that point. And as Caroline mentioned, it's a building block. But are you ahead of schedule for what you might have expected?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we don't know. We're so young, as Caroline had mentioned, and many of the very first real non-COVID, right, season, first real cross-country meet. When you see that, you know, the names across the line, you know, there was a lot of anxiety. But, yeah, we are ahead. And one in particular I thought was really surprising was Kaylee Harp. You know, running 18:10, that's a huge PR. You got to remember, this girl's she was on her 4x4. I mean, the range of Kaylee is extraordinary. So, you know, girl like that step in and have that confidence booster. Kaylee's got to be that girl that steps up and closes the gap between her and Amber and her and Caroline. And when you have Caroline, Amber, and now Kaylee right behind Amber, that's really exciting, because number four and five are right behind those three. So, we may not have, you know, this girl that will go win a national title, but when you stack them in that tight in a cross country, you're going to do some good things. And, you know, I think the ladies have not been ranked in the top 10 of the region. You know, their preseason, I think, was sixth in a conference. I think there's some reevaluating going on in the other teams in the MIAA, thinking, what's going on with Northwest right now? Because they're running really well, and that's exciting for us.
Well, Coach mentioned it's that you're getting past the COVID point. Last year was so herky-jerky. Are you going to run? Are you going to not? What's it look like? Two races in last year, it was over. I mean, that was it for the whole thing. I mean, can you believe that we're still building up, and you've got Hayes coming up in a couple weeks, then the MIAA championships and beyond? I mean, you talked about the body being sore and kind of working through things. How much of this is just mental of, like, you know what, body's never going to feel 100% in the season? It's about overcoming that and being more mentally tough than the person next to you.
Yeah, it definitely is a mental game of pushing through it, of figuring out how hard can I push my body while still being sore. And it's a confidence booster, because heading into races like the MIAAs and regionals, we'll taper off and make sure that we're feeling really good, which when you think about the times that you ran when you didn't feel good, gives you the confidence to go run faster when you are feeling great and can push your body closer to your maximum limits.
Now, on the men's side, Coach Masters, Fedrick finishes in the top 10. You have three overall in the top 20. Expectations are pretty high for this men's team coming in, and that has to feel pretty good for them, kind of saying, all right, we are expected to do this. Now, we're still building toward the championships, but we had a good performance today.
Yeah, the top three guys ran extremely well. Across the board, we ran really well. We had Mike Legat had some stomach issues, didn't finish. He's normally up there. A couple of other guys ran well, but not as well as they had hoped, maybe. But the guys are a very talented team. Obviously, we know the MIAA is extremely talented. Missouri Southern's always going to have a great team. Pitt's actually got a really good team in the conference as well. So we have our hands full in the conference and the regionals, but there are high expectations for these guys, because we're not young on the guy side. We got a bunch of veterans who've been there before. And so, again, training hard, had some really nice performances, but what does this mean? not a whole lot, other than I think we're on the right track. You know, we got a lot of weeks of training left to go before we actually suit up and out at Kearney for the MIAAs. You know, it's a team that's the best that day that matters. And that's, again, I talk about this a lot, but that's the beauty of our sport. We don't have win-losses. We go in, and we have one meet to do it right. If we're off that day, we're going to get beat. If we're not, we could win. It's pretty exciting.
We're still jotting down the women at 2-0, but yeah.
Exactly. keep it going, right?
and up to throw in, too, real quick, one name that Bearcat fans have come to really know over the years and now coming back onto the staff, Whit Cunningham. I mean, Nick Gibson was great for Northwest there for 2-3 years, but he moves on to greener pastures, Whit coming in. This has to be really good for the program of a guy that's been in it. He's a Bearcat. He knows really what he's getting into.
Well, that was the important part about the hire. You know, having Gibson move on to Southern Miss is a great opportunity for him. That's a great D1 program that he'll be able to grow some more, and that's exciting for him. Timing was not very good for us. So we had to kind of scramble a little bit. I'm not necessarily the cross country guy, but I normally just drive the van. I think the biggest thing about this hire was how can we have somebody jump in that knows Bearcats, is bleeds green, obviously knows in and outs of this institution academically and athletically, and have the passion to take the next step in not only recruiting but coaching these guys. It's really super smart guy, track and cross country running nerd. I mean, I love it. We sit and talk for hours. We nerd out together, really. Wick is awesome. He's going to do the right thing by this institution, this program. We're so excited to have him on board officially as the next coach. So we're excited.
Whit Cunningham, a big addition to the staff. And before we let you go, Caroline, I assume Tuesday at Pizza Ranch has to be an off day, right?
Nope, it's workout day.
Yeah, you should have seen. She walked past a lot of stuff on this buffet and settled for something she knows is going to feel all right here in a couple of hours.
Yeah. So,
big workout today.
We appreciate you guys coming on. Congratulations on the Woody Greeno, and look forward to big things coming up in a couple weeks in Hayes, Kansas.
Thank you.
Brandon Masters, Northwest Missouri State head cross country and track and field coach, as well as Caroline Cunningham joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We will take a timeout and be back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Time now to talk soccer, as we have with us the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, and the goalkeeper off of the Northwest soccer team, Grace Getch, with us. And first of all, Coach, let's talk about the past week. You went 1-1 on the week with a couple of nationally ranked teams and finished off pretty strong on Sunday. But, boy, that schedule was not easy this past weekend.
Yeah, again, UCM is, perennial power in the conference, reloaded, really good team, just came out flat and gave away kind of a cheap goal early, and just a quality team like that, we chased the game from there on out. I thought, we didn't give up, but we just could never get into our own rhythm, and got out of there, lost 3-0, and started thinking about what we need to do for Sunday.
How difficult is it when, again, you go up against such a quality opponent where, like you say, you give up an early goal there to try to get your rhythm and get back in it? How tough is it when those things happen?
You know, I think, you know, we showed some youth in it, but the few women that we have out on the pitch, a little bit older, I thought picked us up pretty quickly. We ended up, you know, going into half down 2-0. And really could have shut it down at that point. But I think we created a few chances. Obviously, we weren't very effective in the final third. But, you know, we continue to play and try to work ourselves back into the game. But, again, just too much gone too early and just didn't recover. So, you know, at the end, that's what I told them. You know, we've got to put this behind us and get ready for Sunday.
And Sunday was another tough task, a 13th-ranked Missouri Western coming to town, and a last-second goal gave you a 2-1 win there.
Yeah, it was a really fun game, I think, for the fans. Not tons of goals. High winds, I think, impacted the game. Not as much as I thought. Possession ended up about 50% for each team. Shots were very, very similar. Both, I thought, had really high quality chances, and I mean the goal to go in with 7 seconds left on the clock was very well deserved for Teagan. I thought she had earned that goal. She had a really good game and really worked for the team, and so it was good to see her get that result in her efforts.
Taking Blackburn with that goal, 7 seconds left to give you the win. Kind of talk about what set up that play to where you were able to come up with that goal there at the end.
I think it started in the midfield. Annie Alessio picked off a ball and found Sophie Sissel out on the left wing. She had to control not a great ball, but Annie was under pressure. She was trying to find her teammate, had to get it onto the ground, beat a defender, get her turned, and then just the weight and texture of the ball that she laid into the path behind the defender for Teagan. I mean, she just ran on it and just stroked the ball. It was beautiful.
Tell you what, winning a game like that, what can that do to the team momentum-wise as far as building off of that for the next few weeks?
Well, I think, you know, they showed some heart and grit, and we did. We tried to put things behind us from Friday, and they took it to heart, and they did some homework on Saturday on their own as a team. They found some value in some things they felt like they needed to do. And just performed well, and you know you don't want to put everything on it. I told them we should enjoy it that night, but you know we're starting to prepare for this coming weekend with two really good teams again.
Finished 3-3 right now on the season coming in to the upcoming week. How's this team grown that you've seen here in the first six matches?
Again, you know, sometimes you'll have a match that'll get away from you. After playing so well with some of the other top teams that we've had on the schedule, you know, there was a little two steps forward, one step back going on with the UCM game, but kind of rebounded with the play of the Western game, and I just think we're still trying to find that consistency, still trying to find, you know, a few more finishes in the final third, take some pressure off the defense. I think we're creating some really good chances, and it's just cashing in on some of those opportunities that are being built. You know, transitional play in the midfield, going from attack to defense is another area I feel like we're improving on. But an area we definitely need to continue to work to improve.
Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier with us for this segment is Grace Getch as well from Mill Valley in Shawnee, Kansas. And I know, Coach, you lived for a while in Shawnee as well. You didn't have to go very far to find Grace, did you?
No, just a few blocks away. Before coming up to Maryville, we lived in the Shawnee area, just about three blocks from from Mill Valley High School, and I saw Grace several times. I've seen her play club, and yeah, it was easy to go recruit, drive three blocks, and I was at the pitch.
Grace, just talk about being recruited by Mark and what really attracted you to come to Northwest.
So Mark had contacted me, and we've been exchanging emails for a while, and I was summer going into my senior year, so I was looking, and I still wasn't finding what I liked in other schools, and he asked if I wanted to come see the campus, walk around, discuss the school, discuss the program, and I immediately just fell in love with the environment of the campus. I loved educationally what it provided. I got to train with some of the older girls on the team, and I loved the attitude they brought. And then finally meeting with the coaches, I just really enjoyed their thought process and what they wanted with the team and their aspirations. So it was an easy decision for me, and one I made before I even drove home. So it was good.
What about the campus attracted you to? I know a lot of people talk about once they get on campus, they just suddenly feel at home at Northwest.
It's beautiful, first of all. And then also I really enjoyed the fact that everybody I talked to, older teammates before I went, they would explain to me that, like, the athlete community was just something that was so close-knit. Like, you would see, like, five or six people anywhere you went. Oftentimes, you see people walking around, like, everybody's familiar to you. But it's big enough of a campus to where you meet new people. And I really enjoyed the size of it. I enjoy just how close the community is. Really, it's a family environment. And, overall, it was just beautiful, and I love the environment of the campus.
Growing up in Shawnee, Kansas, I know there's a very strong soccer community, not only in Shawnee, but also in Johnson County, Kansas, overall. What were some of the things you were able to do to take advantage of that growing up?
Oh, there was a plethora of, you know, clubs and programs, and I bounced from just about every single one of them. But I was able and fortunate enough to, like, grow up with some of my teammates now. I played with them for several years before I came to Northwest. That's Caroline Sanders, Caitlin Case. Yeah, there's a lot of different girls that I see, you know, at UCM and just various teams of our conference. I was able to be, like, the Kansas City community has such a diverse and huge soccer, like, program. So being able to grow up playing with these girls and then continue to see them in my college career is something really cool.
Right, not only being able to play at Mill Valley, but a club soccer with Sporting Blue Valley. Just talk about the balance between high school soccer and playing on some good club teams down there.
Oh, I loved both. I loved club soccer because we were able to travel and play a wide variety of teams. I was able to play with classmates and people, again, like that are on my Northwest team now. And then high school was really cool because I loved playing for my school. I loved playing with my friends and people I've grown up with next door. I think combined, I was able to make some really cool relationships with girls and teammates and coaches that I continue to see today in our conference.
And Mark, when you watch what Grace has done at Northwest in the recruiting process as well, what were some of the things that you saw out of her that you felt would really transfer over to be a big help to the Northwest program?
Anything quick and low on the ground, she will be all over. It's impressive. She leads with her hands very well. Just to see her growth when she got here, we had a hard time getting her to stay on her feet when she was putting balls over the top of the bar. She's increased her jumping ability, clearing those things and staying on her feet. It's just made her a better goalkeeper, but very, very good communicator, leads from the back. Just as a variety of things. So it's good to see the good things that she brings, but also seeing her, you know, through the coach. With Coach Curtin, her growth and information she takes on. So she's a student of the game.
And Grace, what attracted you to the goalkeeper position?
It's something I've always done. I tried it out when I was very young. I loved how it played such an important role in the field. It was something so different than the other field positions, obviously. I loved the challenges that it brought, and it was something that I very quickly became fond of. Like, I very easily just fell into it, and it was something that I just continued to love as I played more competitively growing up, and as it got harder, I just enjoyed the process of learning how to be better in that position.
And what are some of the things besides, I think there's probably a lot more to it than just stopping the ball as it comes down to your end, that to stay in the game and to help your teammates. What are some of the other things that you do as a goalkeeper there?
It is a big mental process. I would say a lot of the time, since I am a very vocal goalkeeper, I do watch the field, basically, and I do notice, like, changes in players. attitudes towards the game, and it's I find it my job to kind of pick them up and coach them and help them through the game or do the best I can to lead them and help them mark their players and various things. But I think it's mentally it is a tough position, but I enjoy the challenges it brings, and I enjoy like my ability to be able to help the team communication-wise and just in other ways as well.
No, Friday night probably was a different outcome than what you would have liked, but how much fun is it to play against nationally ranked teams such as UCM and then come back against a Missouri Western and be able to perform well on Sunday and pick up a victory the way that game played out to where you're playing such a good competition in the MIAA?
Yeah, the wonderful thing about our league is that, you know, every weekend, every game, it's a great game. It's always a great team. And UCM is a team that, you know, we very much enjoy playing, and we're very fortunate that we get to play them twice. So, obviously, Friday didn't go as planned, but I think we did take Saturday, and we watched film, and we discussed different things that we needed to work on, and I think we were very determined to have Sunday be a good outcome. And I think we really focused and picked up what we needed to pick up and buckled down and did what we needed to do, which is really exciting. I think it was a good win for us and a good way to move forward in the season.
Now we've talked about your on-field accomplishments. Let's just talk a bit about what you're doing as far as your major in studies and what you hope to do once you graduate Northwest.
Okay, so currently I am an applied health science major. It's pretty popular, actually, for girls on my team because you can take our major and you can graduate here with a four-year degree, and then you can go do nursing school, dental hygiene, PT. I plan on going to nursing school, so that'll be something that I'll apply to in about a year from now, which is crazy. Time has flown by, but so then I'll finish my nursing degree. I'll do 2 years at a different university, but yeah, that's my degree, and that's how I'll go about that.
You mentioned that it's a popular major with some of your teammates. Does that kind of help you on some of the road trips when you go on, where you get probably in similar classes, or one of your teammates might be in a class you already had, or vice versa, where you guys can help each other out a little bit on the road trips?
Oh yeah, it's a big help. We all get to go through it together. It's good. I get to help out now the younger girls, and you know the older girls will coach me through different classes. It's really cool. It is a big help.
All right. And Mark, let's talk about the upcoming week and some of the challenges you got coming up in the next week.
So Friday, we're home both. Missouri Southern coming in. Very common opponents. They've come up in draws or just a little bit shy. It should be a very good match. They're going to come in ready to play. I mean, they're a physical team. Play a little bit different brand of soccer than we do. Some adjustments for us to play under and move the ball a little bit quicker, keep ourselves out of trouble. And then Sunday it's kind of a crazy schedule, but we'll play UCM again. That's what we open up conference with. So every year it's them 8 days apart. So
well, you know, if you're only going to get them, if you're going to only win one game with them, this would be the one to do when it counts on the conference schedule here. So,
correct. Yep.
Yeah, I imagine too, what's nice with the way the schedule's working out. You have a couple of home games here on family weekend, and that's always a big weekend on campus for not only athletes but students overall. So, it should be a fun weekend for everybody.
Yeah, I think we'll have a good crowd out there.
All right. Again, it's good to have both of you on our program here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's great, Sketch. Goalkeeper for the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, along with head coach Mark Gordon. We'll be back and have more from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 in First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We are being joined by Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and redshirt freshman Abby Brunson. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. Last weekend.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Batting cleanup again today for us.
That's all right. I like that.
How was the Hughes Fieldhouse? You got to get in there.
Yep.
First home match. 714 fans, I believe it said. So it's a good atmosphere.
I think it was a rocking atmosphere. It was really fun. Obviously, the result on our side wasn't good, but I can see the potential in there and just how close the fans are, the intimate, you know, interaction that they can have with us, I think will make a really fun atmosphere as we get used more and more used to playing on that court.
When you think about that, and as it does build up, and of course, big match is still down the line that'll be at home this season. When that compares to Bearcat Arena, is it when it's more intimate? It just brings more of an intensity right there on top of you. Is that how it feels?
Yeah, I just think it's different. It's hard to compare the two, you know. There's not one similarity between the two other than volleyball being played because we're on sport court versus on a wood court. The band was there, so that was a similarity that we kind of have sometimes and that we have had at Bearcat. But it was just a fun place to be and knowing that we have a home and that we can make that our home every day when we get to practice there.
Abby, what's that transition like going from playing in a Bearcat Arena and then playing in the Hughes Fieldhouse? They bring in the bleachers and there's a little bit more everything kind of on top of you there. What was the feeling like going into that match as a player?
I technically never played on Bearcat with a full gym since with COVID last year, but when we walked out of the big paw, it was just such a hype atmosphere. Like, I know we were all excited because there was a lot of people there and we haven't played in an atmosphere like that in so long. And some of us have never played in the atmosphere of Bearcat, and now we have this Hughes, so it's not really, it's hard to compare the two, but it was exciting.
It was. Is that something, too, as you go in and you play more at home, and, of course, a couple coming up this weekend, Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State, do you have to tamp that down a little bit to not get rid of the excitement and the energy, but, like, transition it differently? Were you overhyped at all for UCM?
I don't think so. I think it was a quick little turnaround considering they kind of took it to us right from the beginning. But we were all really excited going in. We had really good positive energy surrounding us with the gym. And I don't think we felt overhyped. And I think we had the perfect amount of excitement going into that.
Well, Coach, when you look at that match, what do you take away from that home opener against UCM whenever they take it in three sets, made some runs, played well in the second, and then they kind of came back? Overall, watching it, what was your take?
I just felt like we didn't, you know, one of our game plans was that we needed to take care of their right side of their court well defensively, and we didn't do that. Defensively, I thought we could have dug a lot more balls, and we traditionally have throughout the course of our preseason. Dig-to-kill ratio has been very high, and so that was uncharacteristic of us not to be in that scenario, and I think that really pushed us off our game a little bit mentally. And, I mean, hats off to UCM because they just kept coming at us, keeping us off, you know, off our feet when it came to different things with the tips and the roll shots. And, you know, they just did a great job. But you're not going to win them all. I think we all know that. Very rarely does that happen. So for us, it's just being able to, you know, stand up and put your chest out and say, stop, like, this isn't going to happen anymore. So I thought, you know, at Mo West, we started off a little slow, but then basically had that conversation amongst ourselves and stopped what we were doing with that piece and said, we need to control our controllables at a higher level. And we were able to do that a lot better.
Well, as you rolled Friday into Saturday and open up in St. Joe, they take the first set there.
Yep.
But Northwest scores for the final 5 points
right.
In that one. Was it just some momentum and kind of straightening those out to where, bang, 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 you just kind of rolled off a four-set victory?
You got to control the controllables at a higher level, and you got to do your job at a higher level. And I just think they were in a funk for whatever reason, just a little bit of a hangover from UCM. But, it was nice to see them gain their confidence again and turn that back around with those three set wins.
Is that big, Abby, when you kind of look at finishing up the weekend and a tough one against UCM on Friday of all right, let's straighten things out, let's finish strong, and then kind of turn our focus back into a week of coming back home with Pitt and Southern.
Yeah, I think we had a bitter taste in our mouth after UCM, and it took us a while to shake that off. But once we did, we got momentum, and I think we're going to take that momentum into the weekend.
Missouri Southern coming up on a Friday at 6 o'clock here at the Hughes Fieldhouse. Over the years, Northwest has dominated UCM. They're struggling a little bit. Coach, how do you view the Lions coming into this one?
Just from a standpoint of our conference, it's a tough conference, and we can't discredit anybody every single night. We got to bring our A game. So, for us, it's going to be a lot of controlling what we can do on our side at a highest level that we can with the intensity that we need to, and then kind of let Missouri Southern be who they are. You know, we can't control what they're going to do, but we can control what we are. So just making sure we're doing that at the highest level we can.
And played at a high level against Pitt in recent years. They're off to a good start, 8-2, 2-0 in the conference. They beat UCO over the weekend. That's not an easy match, but I guess that's, like you kind of mentioned, everything in the MIAA
is... Welcome to the MIAA.
Everything is so right. Difficult when you look at it.
Right. They're doing a good job. You know, their hitting percentages are pretty high when we've taken a look at them so far. It's really going to come down to serve and pass for us and who stays in system the most and who can offensively, you know, have the best night. So just from our standpoint, both games, controlling our controllables, how can we improve this week in practice, and then step out on the court on Friday and Saturday and show that.
Abby, what is the grind as an MIAA player like whenever you think about, the spring season you experienced, but then also coming in this year, and it's UCM and then Missouri Western, and then all of a sudden you turn around and Southern's going to gear up for you, then Pittsburgh State's playing well, and it's just night in, night out, the intensity is at such a high level, probably more so, I'd imagine, than playing, Tampa and playing those teams down there. Very good, but it just feels different when you're here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I learned that you can't count anybody out in the MIAA. Like, this is a very competitive conference, and even looking at, like, the coaches' polls that are out, like, there's four teams in the MIAA that are in the top 25 right now. So it's a very competitive conference, and we're constantly all pushing each other, so you never know what's going to happen.
Coming in from Iowa, is that one of the things that kind of draws you to Northwest, too, of wanting to stay in the region, but also what comes with every single match that you're going to play?
Where I'm from, I really didn't know much about the MIAA because there's not a lot of D2 colleges in Iowa. There's one. So when I came down here, I learned quickly that this is a very competitive conference and that I was going to get better being here.
Well, and so now that we're, I don't want to say we're completely past COVID-19, but we're in a situation where we're actually having matches. We have fans in the stands and things are returning to normal around here. You're in classes without Zoom. You're actually getting to feel that full student-athlete experience. Like, what's this like of kind of day in, day out of being a Bearcat?
It's been a grind, for sure. I had COVID last year, so I kind of got eased into the student-athlete, like, life and what that's all about. But this year, like, seeing, like, all of our athletics support each other, like, we had men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball all at our game, and it's just really cool seeing how much of a community that Northwest has.
It's kind of like a full-time job, too, being a student-athlete of just everything that goes into it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it could be worse, though, right? Because Coach Worth was a two-sport athlete in college.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I was crazy for 1 year. I decided I can't do that anymore.
But then crazy enough to come back around and stick with coaching.
You're
so
right.
Here we
You're
are.
Right. I'm just crazy, but yeah, I do it because I love it.
Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Southern on Friday at 6 o'clock, then Pittsburgh State at home at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So a pair of home matches at the Hughes Fieldhouse. Why not get some big crowds back out there and do it again, right?
Come on out. Watch us play and see us in the Hughes Fieldhouse.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Head coach Amy Worth from Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, as well as redshirt freshman Abby Brunson joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back to wrap things up from Pizza Ranch.
Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up from Pizza Ranch. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat football. We'll be on there at 11:30 with a special tailgate program from the tailgate zone on the Northwest campus, and that'll lead right into Bearcat game day at 12:30 and 1:30 kickoff, Northwest and Central Oklahoma on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Matt Tritton, it should be a fun weekend.
It should be a fantastic weekend of Northwest Athletics and Family Weekend. Come out and support Northwest Missouri State.
And download the Bearcat Public Media app as well, as you can follow all the sports activities and national public radio activities that we have on there. It's a lot on our Bearcat Public Media app. That'll do it for our show from Pizza Ranch. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long till next Tuesday.